How will Trump's tariffs impact Mexico and Canada's exports? Tariffs of 25% on Mexican and Canadian goods came into effect on Tuesday. United States President Donald Trump has implemented sweeping 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. The tariffs on the U.S.'s biggest trading partners took effect at 00 Eastern Time, GMT, causing markets across the globe to tumble. Washington has also imposed an additional 10% levy on Chinese imports, adding to the 10% imposed last month. Mexico and Canada are the top U.S. trading partners, accounting for more than 30% of total goods traded. The value of trade among the three North American countries is more than $1.6 trillion. Tariffs would apply to imports from Mexico and Canada of almost $908 billion. How did we get here? The tariffs on Mexico and Canada were among the first floated after Trump's re-election in November. He said he is imposing them to get Mexico and Canada to curb immigration and drug trafficking into the U.S. and to balance the trade deficit between the U.S. and its biggest trading partners. On February 3rd, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau agreed to boost border security to prevent the trafficking of drugs and flow of migrants into the U.S., in last-minute deals to postpone tariffs that had been set to come into effect on February 4th. Last month, Trump also announced 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel imports that are to come into effect on March 12th, which Mexico and Canada will also be affected by. What are tariffs and how do they work? A tariff is a government-imposed tax on imported goods and services paid by businesses bringing them into the country. Designed to protect domestic industries, tariffs often drive up costs for consumers by making foreign products more expensive, potentially reducing demand. When the first Trump administration introduced tariffs in 2018, the aim was to strengthen U.S. industries and penalize foreign exporters. However, American businesses and consumers bore the greatest burden from these tariffs rather than the foreign exporters. The 25% U.S. tariff on Mexican and Canadian exports could raise costs, reduce trade, lead to job losses, create economic uncertainty, and trigger retaliatory tariffs, escalating a trade war. What is the U.S.-Canada and U.S.-Mexico trade deficit? The U.S. is at a trade deficit with Canada and Mexico, meaning that it is buying more goods from those countries than it is selling to them. In a statement from the White House on February 1st, Trump stated that tariffs are a powerful source of leverage for the U.S., arguing that while trade accounts for 67% of Canada's gross domestic product, GDP, and 73% of Mexico's, it accounts for only 24% of U.S. GDP. The U.S. trade deficit in goods was the world's largest at more than $1 trillion. Mexico is the largest U.S. trading partner. In 2024, the U.S. imported $505.8 billion in goods from Mexico and exported $334 billion, resulting in a $71 billion. As the volume of trade has increased over the years, the U.S. has consistently run a deficit with Mexico, which has expanded in the past 10 years. The trade deficit between the two countries has increased by 12.7% from 2023 to 2024. Canada is the second largest U.S. trading partner. In 2024, the U.S. imported $412.7 billion in goods from Canada and exported $349.4 billion, resulting in a trade deficit of $63.3 billion. While tariffs may aim to reduce trade deficits by reducing imports, the real impact of tariffs is more complex, with the potential for retaliatory tariffs and higher prices for consumers. How will tariffs affect the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA? In 2018, during his first term, Trump announced the USMCA as a replacement for the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which had been signed in 1992 during President George H.W. Bush's administration. The USMCA, which came into effect in 2020, aimed to modernize trade between the three countries by strengthening labor and environmental protections, increasing car manufacturing requirements, expanding digital trade rules, and enhancing intellectual property protections. A review of the USMCA is due in 2026, but the potential threat of tariffs could lead to these negotiations happening sooner. What Mexican products will be affected by tariffs? Mexico is one of the largest foreign suppliers of goods to the U.S., with cars, trucks, and auto parts making up the largest share of exports. Machinery and electrical equipment follow as key exports, including industrial machinery, computers, and household appliances. Other major exports include petroleum products, farm products, medical devices, plastics, and textiles. According to the Observatory of Economic Complexity, OEC, Mexico's main exports to the U.S. in 2023 were vehicles and auto parts, 123 bin, including cars, trucks, and automotive components. Electrical machinery and electronics, $86.1 billion, including computers, telecommunications equipment, and consumer electronics. Machinery, mechanical appliances, and parts, 78.7 billings, including industrial machinery and equipment. Mineral fuels and mineral oils, 25.2 billing, including petrol and refined petrol. Optical, photographic, technical, and medical apparatuses, $22.5 billion, including instruments and appliances used in medical, surgical, and scientific applications. Furniture, bedding, and lighting, $13.3 billion, including household and office furniture, mattresses, and lighting fixtures. Beverages, spirits, and vinegars, $11.6 billion, including beer and hard liquor. Fruit, nuts, and fruit peels, 9.38, including tomatoes, avocados, and a variety of fruits and vegetables. What Canadian products will be affected by tariffs? Canada is the largest foreign supplier of oil to the U.S. with energy products, including crude oil and petroleum products, accounting for about 30% of all Canadian exports to the U.S. Cars, tractors, and auto parts are the second largest export, followed by machinery and mechanical appliances. Other significant exports include medicines, plastics, and wood products. According to the OEC, Canada's main exports to the U.S. in 2023 were energy products, $131 billion, including crude oil and petroleum products, cars, tractors, trucks, and car parts, $56.7 billion, machinery and mechanical appliances, $32.2 billion, covering industrial machinery and equipment, plastics and plastic articles, 14 point. Wood and charcoal products, 11.5 billions, including plywood and sawwood. Electrical machinery and equipment, 10.2 billion, including electrical appliances and components. Precious metals and stones, 9.87 billion, including gold, silver, and diamonds.